The interview.
We've been talking about it for a while, that our prisons are being emptied on purpose and they're not being filled on purpose. That obviously has some significant public safety implications. Joining me on the line to shine a spotlight on this after a Senate report is sounding the alarms about what this all means is State Senator Mike Padden, our Republican friend from the Spokane Valley. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you again, Jason.
What did this report find?
Well, the report was a follow-up to a report 5 years ago on the Department of Corrections when inadvertently 3,000 prisoners were released. Since that time, it's been official state policy, Inslee administration policy, to release prisoners. The governor himself released over 1,000 prisoners. He did that. He did not follow the normal requirements to notify victims even of that. And there has been legislation passed that could result in the release of a greater number of prisoners on this early release program of about an additional 3,000. So what about 75% prison population? We were about 18,000. We're now 14,000 and heading downwards with a combination of these releases. And then some fairly, in my mind, extreme legislation that's passed the legislature that's going to exacerbate the problem.
100%. And what's curious here is sometimes they're open about why they're doing what they're doing, where, you know, the criminal justice system is racist and it was found in white supremacy and it's a system of oppression that needs to be dismantled. But then you also have the DOC, and I remember this memo came out last year. You know, we got to cut the budget. We don't have a high enough budget. We're going to have to make some, you know, realistic cuts for cost savings. But this is really all about the first part. This is all about the politics.
Yeah, they think it's great to save their budget saves. Reduces by $80 million the DOC budget. And some of them, I mean, Senator Dingra, who sponsored Senate Bill 5476, which, in my mind, decriminalized felony drug possession. These are hard drugs, you know, methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine. And her basic response is putting criminals in prison doesn't work. Now, that may be the progressives' viewpoint, but I don't think that's what the general public thinks. And we know at least while they're in prison, presumably they are not out committing crimes in the public. And also have some chance, if they wanted, to rehabilitate themselves and think about what they did and also provide some justice to the victims of these crimes.
What is so alarming here is these aren't criminals who are caught, who stole a loaf of bread to feed a starving family. The ones we're talking about who are getting released early are serious criminals.
Well, absolutely. And in the 2016 case, we had subsequent murder over here in Spokane with Cesar Medina. And in Bellevue, Lindsey Hill was killed in a vehicular homicide. Both of the criminals there did get a life sentence under the three strikes law. But so we know under the recent release that I think 29 new crimes were committed. And historically, the recidivism rate is just about a third, about 31%. And that's what we know about. We don't know, obviously, about other crimes that may be committed for which people have not been held accountable for.
At the same time, and we'll give you the last word on this, there's also a move just not to punish criminals, not to fill these prisons with people who deserve to be there.
Right, and that leads to a disastrous anarchy-type situation, and I think you would see people forming their own vigilante patrols and other things to try to protect themselves if there's no punishment at all, no consequences. I mean, you're going to get more of that behavior, and we've certainly seen it with the increase in gang violence and all the problems with decriminalizing at least the first two possessions of these hard felony drugs.
Well, hopefully a report like this and the work that you guys are doing will continue to shine a spotlight on an issue, and, you know, maybe the voters will wise up and, give Republicans back some power. We've been talking with State Senator...
that would be great.
I certainly hope. Fingers crossed. State Senator Mike Batten, thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really appreciate it.
You bet. You bet, Jason. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now this.